We come now to Good Friday, April the 15th. I want us to think of that incident where James and John, some versions say prompted by their mother, others just by themselves, came to Jesus and wanted to ask to be seated at his right and left hand in heaven. And Jesus, of course, told them that was not his to give. And then he gave them an example. He took a child and put it and said, you have to become like one of these. You have to, the greatest among you shall be the least among you. The greatest among you shall be the servant of all. And then he says, for even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give up his life as a ransom for many. That's Mark 10, verse 45. A ransom. The money that was paid to set somebody free. It's used in the New Testament as a term for the atonement. Here it is used as the price of release for somebody under the control of another. You see, the unpalatable biblical truth about us is that everybody is born already a slave to sin. That is the curse of original sin. Think of it this way. We are not sinful because we sin. We sin because we are sinful. And Jesus himself tells us that if any man sins, then he is a slave to sin. Is it not clear? All of us are slaves to sin. But the Lord Christ came to set us free. Free from the slavery of sin and death and the fear of death. Of course, this cuts right across our culture. We like to think vociferously that as Americans, we are free. We are born free. But of course, we are not. We need to be redeemed. We need to be ransomed from the power of sin. And when we trust in the work of Christ upon the cross, the wondrous cross, the work of Christ to forgive our sins, he sets us free from them. Free from sin and its sting and death. Free from sin, but not to go our own way. Jesus buys us for himself. And now our lives are meant to be devoted to him. The Bible sums it up in Corinthians. You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God in your body. We were purchased, we were redeemed, we were ransomed by Jesus, and the price that was paid was his own precious blood. The Christian then is now the slave of the Lord Christ. And here's again the great problem. We are all raised to believe this sacred truth that it's my life, but it isn't. You are not your own. My brother and sister in Christ, you are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body, your life, your will. You see, now we belong to God. Small wonder then that Scripture tells us to live our lives in reverent fear, in the light of all that is true about the Lord Christ on the cross and what he has done. Live our lives in reverent fear. Fear of offending God who paid such a costly price for us. There is a great temptation for us that as we walk out of this Good Friday service, we tend to think, well, now we can give up all this Lenten gloom and the cross and all that it means, and henceforth we can live it up, starting with all those wretched Easter eggs. But the way of the cross is not put away. It has only just begun. Now, we daily die to our desires and will, and instead live to God's will and God's holiness in our lives. So this I want to say to you. Go forth and live your life in reverent fear. You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honour God in your body. Amen.